and welcome to episode 2 of the Couples Podcast series, which includes exploring listening techniques and hopes and fears. If you are new to this series, I recommend that you start with episode 1 called Beginnings and move through the episodes chronologically. If you have already listened to episode 1, let's go straight to the check-in, as in briefly telling each other how you are right here and right now, like you did in episode 1. I will invite you to do this at the start of each episode. Remember to include a feeling word and a physical sensation, and you can also briefly acknowledge without judgment anything lingering from the last episode. Pause the recording and unpause when you have both finished. If it's helpful, you can set a timer for a couple of minutes. Throughout this podcast series, I am going to ask you to listen to each other. I'm sure that, like most of us, you are perfectly great at sitting still and not saying anything while someone else is talking, but that's a very different thing from concentrating on hearing what someone is saying without immediately inferring your own meaning or butting in your thoughts with your own feelings, disagreements or agreements and interpretations. In this episode, I'm going to run through a listening technique called paraphrasing that I invite you to use throughout this series. At first, this technique might feel a little forced, but when it comes more naturally to you and you begin to feel the flow of the intent, the essence of this listening technique is something that you can both benefit from in the long run, both with each other and with other people in your life. Now, this is all about practicing, and it might feel difficult at first, but all I would like you to do is actively listen to your partner and then say the same thing back to them, but in your own words, without inference or interpretation. Then allow them to speak again. For example, this interaction between person A and person B is an example of paraphrasing. Person B is the one paraphrasing. A. I remember feeling very anxious when I went to school as a kid, and I don't know why, as I did well and I had lots of friends. B. You felt anxious a lot when you went to school, but didn't quite know why. A. Yes, it was strange. I still feel like that sometimes now. I'm nervous about going to work, even though there's not really anything to be nervous about. B. Even today you feel nervous when you're going to work, but it still doesn't make sense to you. It's impossible to know exactly what is going on inside someone else's mind. And sometimes it's even pretty tricky to know what's going on inside your own mind. In a relationship, then, you have the potential for two people to be confused about not only what happens inside the mind of the other, but also what happens inside their own mind. That's a lot of confusion to untangle. But with this kind of paraphrasing, you become present with your own absence, meaning you create a space that is more conducive to untangle confusing thoughts and feelings. I'm not saying this confusion or need for disentanglement is of the same scale for everyone, but I think that even if you are convinced you know exactly what is happening inside your own mind, chances are there are plenty of things that are outside your awareness. Try not to use this as ammunition, like, see, I told you, you keep doing this and you have no idea. Instead, be curious about what your own potential peripheral behaviors and feelings are, and how they may impact your partner and your relationship. If you both do this, give the other space to speak and be heard, genuinely and truly, then the potential for change can be quite substantial. You have chosen to listen to this series at this particular time in your relationship for a reason. Perhaps you simply want some guidance on how to learn more about each other. Perhaps you are curious about the process of therapy. Perhaps you have reached a point in your relationship where you struggle with communication, or perhaps you're experiencing higher levels of conflict. To get a sense of how much you currently understand about the other's state of being and feeling, I would like you to do a little exercise. But before we start, I'd like you to keep the following in mind, and I encourage you to do this before every exercise in the series. If I've asked you to take time out to reflect on something, and one of you feel very strongly that you want to start, pause for a moment and think about why this is important to you. Why is it so important for you to start? Then imagine filing this reflection away for a moment and invite your partner to start instead. If one of you desperately don't want to start, do the same thing. Take a moment to think about why you don't want to start. File the reflection away and suggest that you do start. So before each exercise, take a minute in silence to reflect on how you feel about starting, and whoever feels stronger one way or another will make the opposite decision of their desire. At the end of the exercise, you can take your files out and debrief what your initial reaction means to you now. Okay, so the following exercise is simply asking each other, what do you imagine my hopes and fears are for our relationship and for this process? When you are asked the question, answer as succinctly as possible without inference of your own feelings and thoughts. Your partner will simply paraphrase back what you said after you finished. After this, you swap and do the same thing again. Now, I had to smile a little bit when I imagined what could potentially, and in many ways, understandably happen during the paraphrasing, especially if you're experiencing a heightened sense of conflict in your relationship, like a sarcastic, so you imagine I'm a... No matter how wrong your partner potentially gets it, try to stay centered in yourself and remember that this whole podcast series is about slowly building better communication between you, which requires patience and generosity from both sides. This can be especially hard if you are experiencing resentment from not feeling heard or seen, but the more you can practice your own authentic listening, the greater the chances your partner will hear you too, and the greater the chance of becoming aware of what lies underneath. Paraphrasing can be quite hard when you first start out, and taking turns in a structured way can be hard. So to help you in this process, I'd like you to find an object to hold while you speak, which you hand over when you've finished. I'm sure this conjures up a few memories of comedies featuring the talking stick, but it can be a really useful tool, particularly now in the beginning. It gives the speaker a chance to feel that they truly own the space, and it's a visual reminder for the listener to really focus on what is being said. That's not to say you can't laugh at things like this. Humour and playfulness are hugely welcome friends in any relationship, and in a process such as this, it can bring lightness and closeness. Just pay attention to when it potentially gets in the way of entering a deeper space. I mentioned earlier how you should take a minute before you start to get a sense of whether you want to start or not. If you want to start, invite the other to do so. If you don't want to start, you suggest that you do start. In this case, start means answering the question. I'd like to say here that I'm deliberately keeping things at a slow pace to get you used to checking in on yourself on a deeper level before engaging in the exercises. I'm going to ask you to pause the recording in a moment. When you do, take a minute first to decide who starts, then a couple of minutes each to imagine each other's hopes and fears, using only paraphrasing in return. If you need longer, that's fine, but try to keep it quite succinct. Hold the talking object while you speak and hand it over when you've finished. After your partner have paraphrased, they can ask, "Have I missed anything?" If you're happy with how they have paraphrased, they can start their own sharing. If you want to add something they missed, take the talking object and briefly add what you need before handing it back. A little reminder of the question. Ask each other, what do you imagine my hopes and fears are for our relationship and for this process? You can pause the recording now and unpause when you're finished. Now that you have listened to how your partner imagines your hopes and fears, I would like you to go through the exercise again and simply ask each other the question straight up. What are your hopes and fears for our relationship and for this process? Use paraphrasing when you respond. Let your partner hand over the talking object before you paraphrase. The process will be the same as last time. Take a minute to decide who starts, then a couple of minutes each to share your hopes and fears. Pause the recording and unpause when you have both finished. Take a moment now to close your eyes and scan your own body. Notice where you may be holding tension, and inhale slowly through your nose into this tension, relaxing it as you exhale. If you wish, you can imagine a pale yellow color as you inhale and a pale blue color as you exhale. Okay, so a little recap here. By using the paraphrasing listening technique, you are creating a new and different way to engage with hearing each other. By imagining each other's hopes and fears, you're hopefully getting a better sense of where you both are in this process right now, and how much you both understand or not of the other's thinking and feeling processes. I would like you to pause the recording in a moment and take a few minutes to tell each other how you feel after this exercise. Use the talking object and try to mainly paraphrase. Remember that this is the very start of your journey and you don't have to understand everything now. If it's helpful, you can set a timer for 5 minutes. Pause the recording and unpause when you're finished. In the next episode, we are going to explore family history. I could get you to dive straight into the details of your own childhoods, but I think a better place to start in a self-help series such as this is on the periphery and then work our way in. One thing we often fail to reflect on in our own introspection is how our individual families become themselves, and in turn through that, how we become ourselves. We are not just randomly put together with disparate stories that have nothing to do with each other. We are all interconnected, and your grandparents and great-grandparents' stories are all part of who you are today and how you see and experience the world around you. So before the next episode, I invite you both to create a family tree each. Start with yourself and your parents and grow the family tree as far as you have knowledge from there. Wherever possible, include notes on significant events that happen to each person on the chart. This could be anything from deaths and traumatic events to significant relocations and changes in jobs and relationships, or things such as poverty or strong religious beliefs. Use whatever knowledge you have. There are many great family tree templates online, so you can do a quick Google to find one that suits you best, or you can simply draw your own. You can find a document with all the exercises I'm giving in this episode and throughout the series on my website, lynnmartinson.com. Remember to write down your answers to the 4 questions now while the end music plays. Go well, and I will meet you back here for episode 3 when you feel ready.